We're going to do a little survey this morning. You guys into surveys? I can tell by the body language. You can't wait. Trust me. You guys act like you don't trust me. Like I might do something weird or bizarre or something. What are you mumbling about over there, Darlene?
I said, have at it.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness. I don't know where that easel is. That we had an easel somewhere among the thousands of things up in. Where is it? Oh, nah, don't worry about it. Or, okay, we'll wait. Yeah, Stephanie will hold it for us. Praise God. It's awesome to hear the testimonies. God is moving. God wants to do these things. That's right. Who says there's not miracles today? Praise God. I have been granted a reprieve. I have spent the last, since 1999, with no pain from the Crohn's disease that used to debilitate me. When I used to be curled up in a fetal position on the bathroom floor because I couldn't stand the pain any longer. And God so graciously, tenderly, mercifully took that from me. Praise God. Stephanie herself had a miracle this year. Ian, healed of cancer. David, healed of cancer. Praise God. Mark Slater. I was reading a book yesterday by a guy whose buddy died of a heart attack on the golf course in his 40s. Couldn't even get the ambulance there in time. And Mark, I don't even think you were ever unconscious, man. I mean, even during surgery, you were awake. And look what God is doing, man. I love that. Oh, thank you, dear. Thank you so much. Little survey here. Okay. Chris, can you, like, just be a paperclip for me? Human paperclip. Awesome. Okay, survey. What's the most embarrassing thing you know about Missy D'Souza? No, I'm just kidding. aren't you glad I'm going to skip that one? Yeah, look at these hands going up in the air. Matt's just shaking his head. After all these years, he's still just shaking his head. Survey. And I want you, as many as possible, I want to participate in this survey. Think about this. In fact, I tried it out on somebody yesterday in front of Starbucks, and it really, really was interesting, their answer. What is the one thing that you fear the most? What is the one thing that you fear the most? Now, this young lady I was speaking to in front of Starbucks, I thought she'd say something like spiders or snakes or something like that. She said she's afraid that something might happen to the little children that she takes care of in her daycare. And I thought, wow. Wow. Isn't that interesting? So let's have some volunteers. What is the one thing that you fear the most?
Rejection.
Rejection. Good answer. Oh, Lord is working today, man. Rejection. T-I-O-N. Thank you, Chris. What else? Getting lost. Must have got lost. Being lost. Laura. Getting lost or losing somebody else? Hey, God, I had him here when I came in.
Abandonment.
Somebody getting you lost. I saw a hand. Debbie. Wow. Left behind. E. snakes. I don't like spiders and snakes. And that ain't what it takes to love me. Laura, you had your hand up. Pain and suffering of someone you love. Wow. You know that helpless feeling that your heart is rended for them and you would gladly suffer in their place if you could only lift a finger or do something to help them, and you feel so helpless. Some interesting answers here. Some of this, I didn't expect some of these answers. These are really deep, man. You guys, I'm getting thick in here. Death of an unsaved loved one. Bob. Wow. Rejection by God. Spiders? With the spiders? There was a snake in the building Friday. I gave it the umbrella. I showed him out with the umbrella. Yes. I'm sorry? Clowns. Yeah, Tom reminds all of us of clowns. You know what's really scary? Clowns with spiders. Wow. What is the one thing you fear the most? I know there's some we haven't heard from yet. Roy.
Not hearing God.
Wow. Anybody whose fear isn't up here? Yes. Heather. That the entire world? Like the end of the world? Ah, yes, that anyone would perish. He ain't afraid of crickets, man. Yeah. We used to have, for those who, when this was our sanctuary, by the way, we're moving back into the main sanctuary next week. They're almost done, the air conditioned. They'll be done Tuesday. Yay! Years ago, when this was the main sanctuary, we used to have a lizard that would crawl around up in the lights, and you could see this little silhouette. And nobody would listen to the preacher. It was Dr. Comfort back then, because everybody would be looking up wondering what the lizard's going to do. Yes. Anger. Amen. Out of control. Raging anger. Amen. Either our own anger or the anger of another person. Anger against you. That can be devastating.
The damage that mostly the husband and wife.
Oh, man. How many people know the scars of that raging anger?
And the spouse has to be silent because
can hold you in icy fear, can literally paralyze you with fear, make you sick to your stomach because in 20 minutes they're going to be home and you don't know what's going to come when they walk in the door. Amen. My heart hears you. Hold that for just a second. Darlene, you had your hand up? You're right next to her, so I'm like... Missing your destiny. Missing your destiny. How's your hand holding up, brother? Go ahead. I was going to write hand. Laura Largent. Interfering with God's plan. Wow. R.C. Sproul was talking about he was flying on a plane with, I forget the other guy's name, some really eminent guy. And they were in turbulence and everything. And he noticed that the guy wasn't afraid at all. R.C. Sproul was like shaking in his boots. The plane was bouncing all around. He was getting thrown all around. And he turned to his friend turned to him and said, "You look like you're really afraid." And he says, "Yeah, aren't you?" And the guy says, "Don't you trust in the sovereignty of God?" And R.C. Sproul said, "Yeah, that's exactly why I'm afraid." So, did you have one?
Being forgotten.
Being forgotten. Wow. Amen. Being forgotten. I remember my earliest memories of Sunday school was when I was a little kid. And my mom, up in Glen Burnie, in this big brick Methodist church, and my mom would be late, and all the kids would leave the class, and it would just be me standing in the hall alone, and the teacher was inside the door. And I was certain that my mom had forgotten me. And I was like, "Mom," and I'd stand there crying. I can remember the tears coming down. And sure enough, she came. He probably thought I was going to say, "Sure enough, she forgot me." God help the parent that ever forgets his child and leaves her behind at the buddy's house. Laura. Yes, Mary. How many people share that? Looking foolish in front of other people, getting embarrassed in front of other people. It's such a real fear. Foolish. Before others. You realize I had to get over that. You mean unintentionally foolish in front of other people. Okay. Wow.